The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. The Save a Lot Nutrition Hour brings to you the very latest nutrition information, and the Save a Lot Nutrition Centers bring you EDLP. More about EDLP during the show. Here are your hosts, Al Foreman and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist.
Start spreading.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome once again to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli, and I'm flying solo as far as Save a Lot Nutrition Centers go. Al Foreman is taking the day off today, but I do have a very special guest joining me, and we are going to cover so much good stuff for your good health. I have with me Ryan Reisman, and he is the educator, the trainer, the communicator from Himalaya Healthcare, and we're going to cover a lot of ground. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning, Janet. How are you doing? Boy, it's been a while since I've been here. I'm glad to be back.
Okay. We're going to have so much fun. This is an informative show, but we break it down in such a ways that people can apply the information we supply with very, very easy touch, ease of use, so to speak. So tell our listeners a little bit of background. I know that you were involved in the health food stores. I know that. I know you used to be a radio host, so we can bounce that hosting back and forth. So tell our listeners a little bit about yourself.
I was going to say, I'm sure you do the radio hosting much better than I do. My name is Ryan Reisman. I live in Las Vegas, Nevada now, a quiet little city where nothing ever happens. So that's where I'm calling you in from today. For years in my life, in my early years out of college, I worked in radio. I was a news director and a program director for little bitty radio stations in the middle of Wisconsin. You know, you couldn't even find them on the dial unless you were driving right past the building. But that was a lot of fun and gave me a lot of good experience. And then, just as a fluke, Janet, my landlord at the time, I was so broke, I was living in this little apartment, and my landlord happened to own the local health food store in town. And my radio career came to an abrupt end one day thanks to my own incompetence.
Uh-oh.
Get into that. But anyway, I pulled into my driveway, and the landlord was there checking on something. And he said, "How was your day?" And I said, "It's awful. I got fired."
Whoa.
I said, "Do you have any?" And I was just joking. I said, "Do you have any job openings at your store?" And he said, "Yeah, actually, I do. Come on down. We'll see where we can fit you in." And that has started a career in the health food industry, in the supplement industry, where I went from being just a store employee to eventually managing that store to moving on and becoming part of a marketing and broker company in the natural products industry, and then eventually my job at Himalaya, where I've been for the past 20 years. So I celebrated 20 years with Himalaya this year.
Wow, congratulations.
Yeah. So thank you. So it's been an interesting career that honestly I just fell into by accident, and it's become my life and my passion for all these years, and I'm so glad I got fired and lost my radio job because it's really turned into a wonderful career for me.
Isn't that amazing how bad things can happen, and they are the catalyst to get you into a different place in your life?
Exactly.
And I think, you know, a lot of that people might relate to with regard to their health, that they have a diagnosis or a symptom or a health care issue, and maybe they consult a physician, and the outcome isn't what they'd hoped for, maybe their next door neighbor says, well, maybe you should try this herb, and they do, and it opens up a brand new vista in their lives with regard to their health. So very, very interesting. Bad to good. And so we always have to keep in mind, keep an open mind, and keep on keeping on, because you just don't know what's around the corner.
No, you really don't. And that's you bring up such a good point when you speak about health and when you speak about our bodies and even illness. When we get sick, that's our bodies trying to communicate with us to sort of reinvent themselves. I always use the analogy of building a house. So if I want to build a house, I have to destroy things first. I have to cut down some trees or knock down some walls. But then I have this essence of creativity, too, where I come up with plans and I build stuff and I reinvent things. So I take one thing away and I invent something else. And that's sort of how traditional medicine has always looked at the body, that your body is always just trying to seek out creativity, but in order to get there, sometimes it has to get rid of some certain things. It's creativity and destruction together that create harmony. So disease is just another part of that endless circle. Our bodies are trying to reinvent themselves. And, you know, when people get sick, if you think about it, Janet, anybody who's ever had a serious illness or gotten over a serious illness will always say, you know, this changed me. I'm not the same person I was before I had this illness. It changed me in some fundamental way. So I think that traditional medicine, Ayurveda and systems of medicine, never really feared illness. They just said, that's my body talking to me, and it's trying to turn into something new and perhaps better through this. So we shouldn't look. Yeah, go ahead.
And enlarging on that construction perspective picture that you may be creating in our listeners' minds, if you don't use the quality materials, then the quality of your finished product is not going to be sufficient to be a healthful picture. And I'm thinking about if you don't use quality nutrients and the right nutrients for your body, then the outcome for your entire body, all of the different systems of your body, they're not going to be properly integrated. They're not going to be functioning optimally. And so from the perspective of a spokesperson for a manufacturer, a grower and a manufacturer of health supporting substances, it's the same thing. If the quality of the soil isn't correct and supported and maintained, if the way of growing the different herbs is not in accordance with traditionally accepted methods, if the extraction methods are poor quality, and all the way down the line, the final product is not going to be able to deliver to the user what it is that they're looking for. So it is a big picture. And for our listeners, the final product that they're able to receive and find out, learn about from Himalaya, that final product they can rely on. And one of the products that I think we really should focus on today, I'm talking about liver care. Some people may know of it as Live 52. And I want to just read a little bit about some recent research. Deaths from cirrhosis and liver cancer are skyrocketing in the United States. A new study found that from 1999 to 2016, annual deaths from irreversible liver damage increased by 65%. That's a huge jump in that time frame. And some groups saw a rate increase even greater than that. And so it's interesting because this isn't among older people who may have been possibly using certain foods, preserved foods, food preparation methods, and so on. But this is among people ages 25 to 34, there was a 10% increase. So many of the liver damaging aspects would be alcohol. That's probably one of the first things that comes to mind. But blood sugar instability, obesity, hepatitis, all of those lead to very serious damage to your liver. So very significant death rates, and people don't necessarily understand that outside of a mainstream medical approach. We all see those advertisements on television with regard to hepatitis and not knowing that you're dealing with hepatitis, not necessarily knowing that you're dealing with cirrhosis or anything like that. People might not necessarily know that there are options with regard to supporting their liver and how well your liver responds to that support and how it has the capacity to heal itself. Ryan, what do you have to say?
That's a very good point, that the liver has the capacity to heal itself. I think you've hit the nail on the head just with that single sentence. Your liver is so important. You know, if you cut away 75% of your liver, it'll grow back. It grows back. It's regenerative.
Isn't
all
that
the other organs in your body can't do that.
Yeah, isn't that a fabulous fact to know?
Remember starfish. We were told as kids that if you cut a leg off of a starfish, it grows back.
Right.
Well, that's like the liver. So if you think about it in that context, all the other organs in your body are comparatively simple ones compared to what the liver is able to do. You know, and the liver does so much. We think of it particularly when we walk into the stores and we see liver supplements on the shelf, or we see milk thistle, or we see anything with liver cleanse or liver detox. We hear those words, cleanse, detox. Liver is your filter, it's your cleanser, it's your detox organ. And that's great. I mean, the liver does do that. But if we think of the liver as only a detox organ, it's a very tiny way to think of the liver. You know, it's like saying my car, it's got a great radio in it, so I go and sit in the driveway and I listen to the radio in my car. You know, there's so much more the liver does. For instance, it stores a lot of our vitamins, stores enough vitamin A to keep us away from beta carotene for years. You know, it stores B12. It's the red carpet for anything you take. The liver transforms what we take as far as our herbs, our supplements, our medicines, whatever we take. The liver has to transform those into usable human nutrition. So it's the red carpet to anything you take. You don't just take a supplement and that's the end of the show. The liver has to turn that supplement that you just took into usable human nutrition. That's where the conversion takes place. So if your liver isn't working well, anything else you take isn't working well either. So not only is it a good detox organ, but it's just a good starting point for your health overall. It's a remarkable organ.
Remarkable. And when we come back from our break, what we're going to talk about is exactly how Himalaya has supported liver health for many, many years with the product Liver Care. And just as a nutritionist, what I'm going to say to people, things like lemon in their water, very supportive of your liver. Eating beets, putting some dandelion greens in your salad. Bitter tastes are very beneficial to your liver. That music means that it's time for us to take a break here on the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Zimmerelli. My special guest today, Ryan Raisman, and he is the educator for Himalaya Healthcare. We'll be right back after these messages.
You can find Janet's best formulas at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate, half mile south of Sample Road in the PennDOT Shopping Center. Learn about building a healthy body with Janna Juice. 2 capsules per day start you on your way with easy-to-assimilate antioxidants from kojai, noni, pomegranate, raspberry, lychee, and more. Start today to enhance your health with Janna Juice. Visit Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers to learn more. 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate in the PennDOT Shopping Center. Save-A-Lot prices can't be beat. Come find New Chapter, Garden of Life, Mega Food, Kyolic, Quality of Life, Solgar, Nordic Naturals, Nature's Answer, Vibrant Health, Renew Life, Himalaya, Life Flow, Jarrow Formulas Emergency, Enzymedica, Assorted Silvers, Skin Care and Cosmetics. 754-307-1655. Come see us. Come see our fantastic inventory. 3105 North State Road 7, Margate. 754-307-1655.
And welcome back. You are tuned to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I am joined today by Ryan Raisman, and he is the educator for Himalaya. And in the first part of the show, we were talking about how damage to the liver has been potentially changing death rates, and it's been a significant increase in liver issues since 1999. Research is showing us that there's dangers to our livers lurking out there. And fortunately, here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, you're going to be able to find a wide range of different substances that are very supportive of liver health. And premier in that category is Himalaya Liver Care, also known as Live52. So, Ryan, tell our listeners first, what's the difference between Live52 and Liver Care?
So Live52 has been out in the world for a long, long time. It was created in India by some doctors and scientists at our company in India. And I always say it's been out since 1955. I've only been out since 1966, and I'm
so it's older than you are.
If I'm 52, that makes Liver Care like 63 years old. So it's an old product, and it was created in India, you know, at a time when you know, hepatitis was something that was an issue there, that liver illnesses were an issue there. So it was created to address some of that, but it was also created just to support the metabolic capacity of the liver, to help people eliminate toxins and increase bile productions and things like that, and to nourish liver cells. I always say that the Live52 is created to help people nourish the health of the cells of their liver. And it's called Live52 in other parts of the world because it was the 52nd laboratory formula that they tested and decided, oh, this is the one that works. You know, they did Live 1, Live 2, Live 3, Live 4. So they didn't throw it together quickly on a whim. They got all the way up to Live, you know, 49, Live 50, Live 51, Live 52, and they went, ah, bingo, that's the one that works. So that's how it got its international name, Live52. That was its lab name, and they just kept it. Now, when we brought it here to the U.S. in, when did we bring it here, 1994, 1995-ish? So it's been here for a while, too. We decided to give it a more consumer-accessible name, make people understand it better. So we changed the name to Liver Care. And that matches all the other names in our formula, like Stress Care and Mind Care and Meno Care. So it just makes it easier to understand. There's slight differences in the formulas. So Liver Care is not exactly the same as Live52. They have the same core herbs, capers and chicory and arjuna and yarrow and cassia. So they have the same core herbs. But the Live52 formula you find in other parts of the world has herbal sources of iron, because iron and anemia are still issues in certain countries in the world, developing countries where anemia is an issue. Here in the U.S., we get too much iron. So we took that herbal bosma, that iron ingredient, out of the formula because it's not needed here and not applicable here in the U.S. But otherwise, they're pretty much the same core herbal formula to protect your liver cells, to protect enzymes, enzyme normal levels, liver performance, detox. When you go to the doctor, and I wanted to bring this up, so your doctor, anytime you've had a physical, you know he's checking your liver enzymes. And I always have people ask me, well, I don't even understand that. What do the liver enzymes have to do, and why does my doctor, why is he always looking at ALT and AST and those? What does that even mean? If you think of a cell in your body, if a cell is attacked or infected, its number one job is to commit suicide. So the virus or infection or whatever it is doesn't get into our genetic message and mess us up. So if your cell is unhealthy, its number one job is to just boom, burst, go away. It'll explode. So inside that cell are enzymes, right? So when the cell explodes, those enzymes leak out into our blood. So if you have high liver enzyme levels, that signifies that, hey, something's happening to the liver cells, right? There's some damage going on. Your doctor will see that and go, oh, your liver enzymes are up. Something's happening to those cells. So liver care and the herbs that are in it, like the capers and the chicory and the arjuna, that's just great food for liver cells. The liver just eats that stuff up. It improves the energy makers of the cell. It improves the mitochondria of the cell. It fortifies the lifespan of the cell. Do we know exactly why it does that? We really don't, you know, but that's not uncommon. We really don't know exactly how aspirin works, you know. So what it's doing is fortifying the lifespan of the cell, and then we see those liver enzyme levels going down, which means the cells are not dying. They're not exploding. It's decreasing the number of dying cells. It's making the liver cells healthier. And when you make the cells healthier, you make the tissue healthier. And when you make the tissue healthier, you make the organ healthier. So it's just a cascading improvement. As you're taking this supplement, feeding the cells good food, the liver gets healthier as a result.
Isn't that fabulous that you can make your liver healthier? So
yeah.
Now you mentioned someone out there is taking a blood test and they see their liver enzymes, the ALT and the AST, and they're slightly elevated. And by nourishing the cells of the liver, it's possible to bring those enzymes into proper range?
Sure, absolutely. If you're taking care of your liver, now you know there are some absolutely obvious, you know, dietary and lifestyle things too.
Of course,
if you're sitting at home with, you know, half a bottle of vodka every night and then taking liver care, you know, you're going to have a lot of trouble supporting your liver. But within sensible limits, you know, if you are taking care of yourself in other ways too, this is a helpful product. And I will say, obviously, that, you know, anytime there's a situation where you're fearing for some liver issue or elevated liver enzymes, you definitely should still be under the care of your doctor, your healthcare professional, your nutritionist, whoever you're seeing should be in the loop on all of that stuff, because, you know, a high liver enzyme level can signify some liver damage, and you want to keep your healthcare professional in the loop on that. But liver care can be part of that very supportive regimen in addressing those issues as well.
Absolutely. Okay, so in addition to adding some beets, and whenever I'm speaking to people and I say, you might have beets a few times a week on your dinner plate, and they'll maybe roll their eyes and say, nah, I don't really like beets all that much. Well, dandelion greens, and again, roll their eyes. Oh, that's not really one of my favorites. Not high on my list.
That's your favorite.
And so what I tell people to do, there are some fabulous beet chips available, available at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. So fantastic way to snack and support the health of your liver at the same time. Then dandelion. Okay, so you get some dandelion greens in your produce section, and you have to rinse them very well, because very often they are sandy and gritty, so clean them really well, and then take some kitchen shears and sliver them, so you have these tiny little slivers mixed in with all of the other greens that you like. It might be iceberg, it might be romaine, it might be butter lettuce, all different kinds of greens. And the other green, and you mentioned it as one of the ingredients in liver care, the other green that you can find very easily in your produce section is chicory. So any kind of bitter greens are going to lend support to the health of your liver. And when you're using those on a routine basis, the things that we unknowingly are exposed to, you mentioned vodka, we're knowingly exposed to the vodka, but sometimes when we are inhaling different fragrances, pleasant and unpleasant, because some of the artificial fragrances that we're exposed to and you're inhaling them, they do damage. And if you are using some of the artificial sweeteners, and yep. the one that comes to mind is the one in the yellow package, and I think a lot of people don't necessarily understand that that is 3 molecules of chlorine and 1 molecule of sucrose, and it goes out of your body really quickly, so it doesn't change your blood sugar chemistry, doesn't necessarily add calories to your daily routine, but it does have a toxic effect on your liver. If you are drinking tap water that has not had the chlorine filtered out of the water, then that is extremely damaging to your liver. So sometimes we may be exposed to things and don't necessarily know about that exposure. Imagine pesticides, those kinds of things. Exogenous hormone exposure, all of those have a negative impact or have the potential to have a negative impact on your liver function. So extremely important to have the awareness of the right food choices that are going to be supporting liver health. And now you know all about Himalaya Liver Care. And I do want to mention that Amanda, the representative of Himalaya Healthcare here in South Florida, will be available to talk to you about not only liver care, but all of the Himalaya products. And she's going to be at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center from 3 to 5 today. So come on in and speak to Amanda. And then keep in mind that I have new hours at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. So if you have been missing being able to speak to me about your health concerns, you can come in from 2 to 6 every Friday afternoon, in addition to the other days that I'm there. But on Fridays, from 2 to 6, an additional hour at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. And if you are interested in addressing a very specific health challenge you may be dealing with, bring in your blood test results. Those are really helpful for me. Any test results that you have from your physician, very helpful for you to bring those test results in to me. Then, if you have any medications, let me know what medications you're taking. And just an aside from that particular discussion, if you're taking medications, a lot of times the side effects noted in the physician's desk reference may very well point to potential to raise liver enzymes, to have an effect on your liver. So bring in the information about your any medications you're taking and any supplements you're taking. So when I have the blood work and the medication and the supplements and I'm able to talk to you about your diet, we can get to a solution for your health challenge. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm joined this morning by Ryan Reisman, and he is the educator for Himalaya, and we will both be right back after these messages.
Jana Juice gives you the antioxidant protection that is so important to support the health of your cells. 2 easy-to-swallow capsules help to minimize the damage for free radicals, energize on a cellular level, enhance your immune response, all with 2 capsules per day. Come into Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers and learn more. 3105 North State Road 7, Margate, a half mile south of Sample Road in the Penn Dutch Shopping Plaza. Come in today, 754-307-1655. 754-307-1655.
Mr. Al Foreman and his team are working very hard to stock the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center with the best supplements, the best beauty care, the best organic groceries. But the best of the best is the prices. EDLP, everyday low prices. We invite you to come and see what we're creating for you, the savvy health food shopper. Come see us at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7 in the PennDOT Shopping Center, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in Margate, 754-307-1655. 754-307-1655. And welcome back. You're tuned to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli, joined today by Ryan Raisman, and we are talking about Himalaya Healthcare products. And you've gotten the whole picture, I think, about liver care from Himalaya. Some of the other products that are top of my list that I highly recommend would include Makuna. That's one of them that's a very, very interesting, very much overlooked single herb. There's Stress Care that does just exactly what the name implies, helps to reduce all of those sensations of anxiety and irritability associated with high stress levels. Then maybe we talk about ashwagandha. So I'm just throwing it right back out there to you, Ryan. Where do you want to go from here?
Wow. Well, let's talk about just stress in general for a minute, because a lot of the things you mentioned deal with things like stress and just feeling out of sorts and feeling low energy, feeling tense all the time. If you think about stress, big picture, let's go back 100 years or more. Let's go back to the year 1900. So the leading causes of death in 1900 were all infectious diseases, pneumonia, influenza, tuberculosis. People died of that stuff back. I mean, they died of stroke and cancer, but those were very much lower on the list. Right? So now fast forward to 2018, where the leading causes of disease are things like cancer and heart disease and stroke and complications of diabetes and things like that. We have moved in 100 years or so from dying of infectious diseases to dying of things that are basically inflammatory diseases, if you think about it. And one of the biggest things that causes inflammation in our bodies is stress. It's stress causes inflammation. The body starts to ration things when we're stressed out all the time. So our body gets a paycheck, just like we do. All the nutrients we give our body, that's its paycheck, and it's got to spend it in different areas and for different things. And when we start getting stressed out, it starts spending too much in all the wrong areas, like immune function. If we're stressed out, our immune system kicks in right away and it responds really well. But if our stressor stays around for more than 8 hours, it starts to fall apart. It can't sustain that level of spending those nutrients on our immune function. Digestive function when we're stressed out. Digestion becomes a very low priority to your body if you're stressed out. The movement in your stomach takes a lot of blood flow after you eat, but when you're stressed, that body reallocates that blood somewhere else. You know, it gives you that fight or flight response where it wants to move all the blood to your muscles in case you have to fight off a tiger, or wants to move it to your legs in case you have to run away. Anytime we get stressed out, our body starts reallocating our blood flow somewhere else. And so when we eat all that food, we don't have enough money to spend on it, nutrients to spend on it, so it just sits in an acid bath in our stomach. It ferments and we get bloated. You know, tissue repair. When we're stressed out, there have actually been studies where fear and anxiousness take away our body's ability to create collagen, and our cartilage and our joint tissue become low priorities. Detox. The body reprioritizes, gives less blood flow to the liver when we're stressed out. And then here's the thing about stress that people don't understand, that it's so connected to higher blood sugar. right? So when we get stressed out, any chemical stressor or emotional stressor is a sugar high for our bodies. The stress response is built in a way that new sugar is created. It's called gluconeogenesis. New sugar, gluco, sugar, neo, new, genesis, beginning. Gluconeogenesis. So we create new sugar when we're stressed out, or our body releases sugar because our brain needs the sugar for problem solving. That's what our brain runs on. So when we're stressed out, the brain goes, ooh, give me some sugar for fuel. I need to think this out. Brain can only run on sugar. So any stressor is a sugar high. Anytime we get stressed, sugar goes up in our body. Cardiovascular upkeep. Cardiovascular upkeep. People with heart attacks usually only have, 20-30% blockage of their arteries. It's not a plumbing problem sometimes. The problem is triggered by stress. You know, they say that heart attacks are more frequent at, 8 o'clock on a Monday morning than they are on the weekend. We get stressed out. Reproduction is influenced by stress. You know, when your body's under stress, we do have that fight or flight response. Our body thinks it's being chased by a tiger anytime we get stressed out. And it says, this is the wrong time to make a baby. There's a tiger chasing us. So sperm production slows and stops, and regular menstruation stops, and things get messed up reproductively as well. So when we look at stress, we have to realize that it's not just, I had a rough day, and now I need to take a bubble bath and have a glass of wine and relax. That's not what stress is at all. Stress has very, very predictable physical effects on our entire body and different systems of the body that create inflammation, that create the things that people are getting sick from these days. So we bring down the stress, we also bring down the inflammation, and we start to have a less chance of having some of those complications that are caused by those inflammatory conditions.
How does stress care help to manage stress? And when you are dealing with, when you're using the stress care, can you use it on a continual basis? Should you use it only in extreme stressful situations?
Stress care, you can use, I take it as a daily supplement. So I love this supplement. I take it all the time. And stress care is really sort of an adaptogenic formula. It's allostatic. It's bringing you toward the middle. You know, it's balancing you out. Western medicine has a difficult time comprehending adaptogens, body balancers. In Ayurveda, they called them rasayanas. They called them life extenders, rasayanas. And they were the plants and the type of herbs that bring you back into balance, that find middle ground for you. Picture the playground when you were a kid and getting on the teeter-totter. And you know how you'd get on with a friend and one of you would move up a little and one of you would move back a little and you tried to balance your weight so both your feet could be off the ground at the same time. That's what an adaptogen is. It wants to balance you.
A lot of times people, when they are using something that is going to make them feel more relaxed, mitigate the symptoms of stress, sometimes they're afraid that it might make them feel tired. Does stress care have anything associated with fatigue?
Well, here's something interesting about stress care. It takes you in the direction that you need to go, because it's a body balancing formula. It's trying to bring you back into middle ground. So for 20 years, I've been working with this product and watching people and their reactions when they take it. And I can tell you that it's going to depend on the person. Now, if you are the kind of person that is running around like a chicken with your head cut off, crazy busy all the time, type A personality, you never sit down, you never rest, you might take stress care, and the first few days you take that, it might make you a little bit more relaxed. It might want to bring you down. It takes your body in the direction you need to go. So if you take it for a few days and you go, wow, I feel like I need to sit down on the couch and relax, that's because it's your body and the stress care telling you that's exactly what you need to do. You're running around too much. Now, on the other hand, I've had people who have told me exactly the opposite, that they are very sedentary people. Right? They are just the kind of people that come home after a long day and they just want to put their feet up on the coffee table and they don't want to do anything. And they'll take stress care and say, you know, for the first couple of days, I had this sudden burst of energy from taking this, and I wanted to get out and walk around the block and get moving again, and I got a lot of projects done around the house. So it's one of those formulas that really will, especially for the first few days you take it, it's going to take you in the direction your body wants to go anyway. It's either going to perk you up a little bit or it's going to slow you down a little bit. Now, that's all going to even out after a few days, but it really is amazing to watch different people take it and have that different initial reaction to it.
Okay, really, so the absolute beauty of adaptogenic herbs. Tell our listeners a little bit about some of the herbal components found in stress care.
Stress care is, oh my goodness, there are so many. It's one of our richest formulas at Himalaya. And, you know, some people are so, they'll look at a label on a bottle and they'll go, oh my gosh, and particularly in stress care where we have, you know, I think there's like 70 ingredients.
Right. It's amazing.
It's a huge list. When you look at the supplement facts box on the or packaging, you have to squint your eyes. Now, 40 of those ingredients are a formula, a tonic, a recipe from India called Shavanprash. And we were talking a little bit about that before the show started. Shavanprash is sort of a daily jam they eat in India. Now, we don't put the jam version in stress care. We use the powdered herbs, of course. But Shavanprash contains things like a fruit called amla, which is very nutritious. It contains some cinnamon bark. It contains some ashwagandha, which is an amazing herb for stress and energy. So it's got that daily tonic that they use in India. And beyond that, in stress care, we have, oh my goodness, there's some chicory that we talked about, good bitter herb. There's some the ashwagandha we mentioned. There's some different digestive peppers like Indian long pepper. There's go-to cola, which is a great herb for the mind and the memory. There are things like shilajit, which is very nutritional. There's some turmeric in stress care. So, I mean, it's really just this big,
so comprehensive.
It really is.
You mentioned the Shavanprash, and that as a tonic. And I think younger listeners to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour and younger individuals looking into natural approaches to supporting healthcare might not necessarily have a true understanding of a tonic, but it's just as you mentioned, what each individual needs, those tonic herbs supply. So if you need a theoretical energy boost, you're going to get it with the that tonic approach. And if you need to calm down certain systems, those systems being overworked, they're not necessarily functioning in an optimal way, and they're going to be just calmed in a certain way. And that whole tonic approach is absolutely a very important foundation for people to understand that it provides to them what it is exactly that you need. It was a little surprising when you were saying that you took it almost, it is not a multivitamin, but almost in that range, that it absolutely supplies a foundation to your overall health needs. That music means it's time for us to take a break here on the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm with Ryan Raisman, and we are talking about Himalaya healthcare products, and we'll be right back after these messages. Looking for quality groceries at great discounted prices? Look no more. You can find the brands you know at the very best prices at Save-A-Lot. And always at the best prices. EDLP prices. Everyday low prices. I will say everyday lowest prices. That's right, EDLP, everyday lowest prices. Come on in, see for yourself. See the great selection and be amazed at the prices. Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers, 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate. Go to SaveALotNutritionCenters.com. SAVALOT NutritionCenters.com.
Save-A-Lot has the entire spectrum of products to support your good health. Let's begin with those choices of organic foods at Save-A-Lot. Minimize your exposure to artificial chemicals found in fertilizers, pesticides, and GMOs. Choose organic foods and support your good health as well as supporting ethical food practices. Come into Save-A-Lot and see your organic food choices at great prices. The best prices. 3105 North State Road 7, Margate. Half mile south of Sample Road in the PennDOT Shopping Plaza. 754-307-1655.
And welcome back. You're tuned to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli, and I am joined this morning by Ryan Reisman, and we are talking about all of the things you can learn from Ryan about the herbal products from Himalaya. We've talked about liver care. We've talked about stress care. One of the things that I wanted to mention with regard to stress care, stress tends to be part of that picture of causing people's blood pressure to rise, and along with inflammatory issues and damage to your blood vessels, your heart and circulatory disease, there is information out there that people with high blood pressure have small infarcts in their brain. So small little attacks in their brain that kill off brain tissue. Well, I don't know about you, but I need every bit of brain tissue I've got. And so you're going to be taking care of your brain when you use the stress care. You're going to be taking care of your immune system. You're going to be taking care of fertility, cardiovascular issues. So when people think about stress care, they might think, okay, well, I'm not that stressed. And they might be very surprised at their own personal response when they begin using stress care. So you mentioned, Ryan, ashwagandha as one of the ingredients. If we don't get to talk about the individual substances, herbs from Himalaya, I want to let everybody know that they can come in and talk to me this afternoon from 2 to 6. I'll be there to address health issues with people. And Amanda is going to be talking about specific Himalaya products from 3 to 5 at Save-A-Lot this afternoon. So if you have questions about anything that we've talked about here on the show today, come on in and speak to Amanda, and she will let you know about a variety of different Himalaya products that you might not necessarily have, number one, an awareness of, and number two, a little bit of information about how those products work. So ashwagandha is one of my very favorite herbs. Tell our listeners why it's such an important choice.
Love this herb. Love this herb. So let's unpack the name first. Ashwagandha. Ashwa means smell, and gandha means horse. So literally translated, this herb means smell of a horse. And I think that's so interesting.
I don't like that. I'm not really happy.
You're not crazy about smelling a horse?
Yeah, I'm not crazy about the smell of the horse.
Oh, come on.
All right.
Have a little equestrian spirit.
There you go.
Okay. So, you know, I give it a little poetic license, though. I will tell you that. And I say it's strength of a horse. So that's what I like. Strength of a horse. So when we talk about ashwagandha, we're referring to the power of a horse, the momentum the virility of a horse at work or a horse in motion. You know, if you look at the Greek mythology pictures, you always see the gods depicted riding on chariots or on horses. So think of strength of a horse. So ashwagandha is a very good energizing herb. It promotes energy. It supports your thyroid performance and your mood and the impact of stress on the body, and it supports your adrenals. Ashwagandha is what we call in Ayurveda, we call it a pitta plant. There are different body types. There are pitta and kapha, and kapha is lethargic. It's very sedentary. It doesn't want to move. Pitta is sun and fire. And so ashwagandha is the remedy for this person who's sedentary and doesn't want to move. It builds up strength. You know, in Ayurveda, we would use ashwagandha to build up the strength and the muscle mass for people who are recovering from an accident, or people who are recovering from an illness, people who've undergone something traumatic to their body. This is what, it's a recovery herb. So this is an interesting plant because it's used in an adaptogenic way again. Now remember, our adaptogens are our body balancers, our teeter-totters that are trying to put us back in middle ground. So curiously enough, this is a plant that's used to give people energy when they need it, but also to help them sleep better when they need it, when they have that occasional insomnia. That's very confusing to people in the West. That's very confusing. Unless you understand the concept of adaptogens being those things that help you find middle balance, because in Western medicine, we always think that any pill we take should take us in one direction. It's either going to raise this or it's going to lower my this. It's raise, lower, raise, lower, raise, lower. Certain plants, adaptogens, body balancers, have that ability to bring you back to middle ground where you need to be. And out of all of the adaptogens, ashwagandha is perhaps the mightiest one of all. It's just an amazing, amazing herb. It's been used for thousands of years. You know, we go back into Ayurvedic textbooks that go back, you know, 4,000 years, and you see that this herb was used, you know, and it's mind-boggling to think how long this herb has been used just to give people that daily energy that they needed.
Do you take ashwagandha in addition to stress care, or do you make a choice between the two?
You know, that's always a good question, because we sell a bunch of different formulas, and we also sell a bunch of single herbs. And, you know, we have clinicals on all of them that show they all work very well. So I tend to lean toward the formulas just because I know them well and I like the synergy of the formulas. To me, a good formula like Stress Care with all of its 70 different herbs is like a quiver of arrows. If I don't know exactly what's wrong with somebody, I feel like I've got a big quiver of arrows on my back, and I can, each one of these herbs is another arrow I can shoot at my target. So I like that completeness. I like the balancing effect that herbs have on other herbs. I always think in terms of formulation and balance and synergy. However, we also know that there are people who are going to look at Stress Care and go, there's 70 herbs in there. I'm never taking that. That's too many things. I don't know what all these things do. You know, so for those people, we also have very good organic single herbs, like one herb, one issue, and that's how some people think. And we want to offer both of those alternatives. And they both, you know, both Stress Care and ashwagandha on its own test very well clinically. They've been clinically studied to do what they're supposed to do. So you can't go wrong with either one. And sure, there are people that take both. There are people who take one or the other. And I guess it just depends on your personal preference or the advice of your nutritionist or your healthcare coordinator.
And just before we run out of time, one of my favorites from Himalaya is Makuna. And it's interesting because I was at a seminar this past spring talking about addictive brain, and that those people who are dealing with out of control cravings for certain things, and it could be alcohol, it could be sugar, or it could be some kind of chemical. And one of the approaches for dealing with some of those out-of-control cravings could be a low dopamine level. And Mucuna is also known as dopabine. Do you have a very, very short comment having to do with Mucuna?
It's an amazing herb for relaxation. I'll tell you, traditionally it was used to give people vivid dreams. They would take it almost as like a vision quest herb, where they would take, they would eat mucuna plants, and what it would do is it would give them very vivid dreams that were often, they said, very life-changing. It would tell you things like, in your dreams, would tell you what you're afraid of, and you'd wake up and be able to deal with some of those issues. So it's a very impressive herb for not just the brain, but for relaxation. And of course, it does have that L-DOPA, that dopamine precursor inside it, which makes it very valuable and a very fascinating herb to research for all sorts of mind and physical activities as well. It's a wonderful herb.
It's such an important herb, and one that unfortunately, in my view, doesn't get discussed all that often. And the concept about the importance of dreaming is one that is overlooked, unfortunately. When you dream, you are achieving certain brain chemistry changes that are important to sustain brain health. So very important, and you'll have a very enjoyable night's sleep, very interesting dreams.
And we hear that all the time when people take either Mucuna or our Mind Care product, which contains it. I've heard for so many people say, I had such interesting dreams. I had such colorful dreams.
Right.
You know, and I hear that all the time. In Sanskrit, Mucuna's name is Aptagupta. Aptagupta, it means the secret self within. It helps you open up your mind and find your secret self within. How about that?
I like that. And I just want to thank you so much for joining me for the past hour, and to let our listeners know that Amanda is going to be at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center from 3 to 5 this afternoon, 3105 North State Road 7. We're just about a half mile south of Sample Road in the Penn Dutch Shopping Center in the city of Margate.
Everybody listening, go visit Amanda. She's fantastic. I've worked with her a long time. She's smart. She knows her stuff. Please go visit and say hi for me.
She is fantastic, and we're so fortunate to have her representing Himalaya this afternoon from 3 to 5. 754-307-1655 in case you need to get any additional guidance on how to get to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. And to all of our listeners, thanks so much for tuning into the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. We'll be back next Friday at 10. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman, and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. Remember to tune in again next Friday at 10 a.m. and find out more about EDLP. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.